just got so excited, I ran right off the other side. Okay, this is side two. Anyhow, when I got all this range now, I decided to come with the Chinook because it had to stop at Vinlong, Canto, and I would get off at Canto here because, like, I live here, even though I'm not here most of the time. And then the plane went on to Sok Trang and then Vung Tau. So, Jane said, "Oh, Anne, you can't go." She said, "We don't know how to operate this supply business because all the clubs in Vietnam are going to process their cards at headquarters, UCV." And because I was handling all this stuff, you know. And so they got very nervous. And Betty came back on, I don't know, Saturday, I guess. And she said, "Oh, you can't go." She said, "How does this work? I don't have the slightest idea what to do with these cards." She didn't even know how to make them out. Nobody up there does. So I made up a letter describing step by step what they had to do. You know, I made out a sample requisition card. I made up maps showing them where to go and all that stuff. And then I said, "Now, may I please go, you know, because I have work to do down here. I have things I have to get done, reports and visits and all that stuff." So yeah, I thought it was very funny, Duchess, because if they would just admit what they don't know or learn what they don't know, you know, it would be a lot easier to get things accomplished. So anyhow, I left all this information with them before I took off. I got back here yesterday afternoon. And oh, was I tired, Duchess. I had started at 7 in the morning on this supply business, and the Chinook was on the ground at 9:30. And it's real involved. I had to call the MPs, get permission to land the Chinook and all this stuff. And I told them it would be on the ground about an hour. Well, it was there 3 hours because I had an awful lot of trouble getting this equipment released. But nevertheless, I got it. And I was very, very proud of myself. And by the time I got here and stopped at the office, see, I hadn't been in my office down here at Canto in over 10 days because I had mail. I had 2 letters from you waiting. And I had my 2 uniforms that I had ordered a few weeks ago. I hadn't even tried them on. I know they have to be altered, but I need uniforms. So that's good. They were here. I had a letter, just a short note from Mother. Everything's fine. What else? I guess that's about it. So anyhow, I was glad to get the mail. Oh, that's not it. I have something real big to tell you. I'll get into it in just a minute. I just wrote Mother a letter because I forgot, and I wanted to send her another $100. I try to send her that every 2 months. And Duchess, before I do forget, if you should run short or you need any money, you have a checking, a checkbook with, you know, my checking account. You can always use it, just so long as you tell me so I don't overdraw, because I'm getting into another adventure. Ah, so much to tell you. Listen, by the way, your letters were very good. I wanted to wish Ruth a very happy birthday. It sounds like you had a good time. And I'm sorry you have so much snow and all that stuff. It's very comfortable here, Duchess. It's very, you know, this new room that I moved into at Long Bend, it has a refrigerator in it, and it has air conditioning. It still has cockroaches, but, you know, not quite as many. Oh, and down, it's primarily the men's barracks, and it's full of colonels, full colonels. Jane commented, she says, "I noticed you moved me into the female quarters, and you yourself moved into the men's quarters." I said, "Well, that's what happens when you have a friend in building, you know." Anyway, a couple of nights this past week, I've been having rusty nails, if you please, with Bill Hawk. He's the full colonel. He's the IG of UCV. Anyway, that's kind of nice, you know. And he's going to help me put up shelves and everything. Because I spend about a week out of a month at Long Bend, I guess. At least that. Anyhow, getting back to my new adventure. And this tape is awful small. Oh, and I had a tape from Cree, Duchess. I had a lovely tape from Cree. And she says she received a card from you or a letter or a note or something. And be sure and say hello. And everything seems to be going well with her. And I must answer her. Oh, I've got so many people to communicate with. And, let's see. And Betty gave me some hand towels from her trip back from Bangkok. Oh, okay, now here's my big news. I had asked Paul Engelstad, you know, the entertainment director who works in my office. We talked one time about real estate, and he has a friend, Mr. Patty. I think it's Patty, P-A-T-E-E. It's right here, P-A-T-T-E-E, yeah. Anyhow, this man, Mr. Patty, sent me all this information on real estate because I told Paul I was interested in investing. And it was here also when I came home yesterday. And I played the tape, I guess, this morning. I was so tired last night, I went to bed. Anyhow, it has all these brochures and enclosures that is about this land, which is called Highland Meadows Estates, and it's 25 miles west of Albuquerque, New Mexico. And they go into these undeveloped lands, and they sell 5 acres. It's one track, I think, or 5 tracks, or whatever, but it's 5 acres is the smallest amount you can buy. And the total price is $4,500. Now, I was interested in spending about, $1,000, I thought, because I don't know anything about real estate. Anyhow, you can buy this at 7, you can pay this at 7% for 7 years, and you put an initial deposit of $450, and the monthly deposit is $61 and some cents. Well, I think I'll send him a check for $900. And I know it sounds crazy because you say, well, and check it and all this stuff. Well, you know, nobody knows what's going to happen anyway because the future, we just can't predict. But I had one of the fellows last night when I had supper, Dan Stutton, the poor guy who keeps trying to move me out of this room. He has dealt in real estate both here and in the States. And he looked it over and he seemed to think it was a pretty good deal. They included a property report by the Chamber of Commerce, and all kinds of advertisements and paper clippings and, you know, boku stuff, such as a map. I love maps. Anyhow, all I can lose on it is money, and I'm very excited about it, and I think this is my gambling attributes coming out. I only wish it weren't quite so much, although it may not be bad. From what they tell me, Duchess, and I've only asked this one man about it. I mean, I only got it last night, you know, and I opened it at supper. And he, as I say, he sent a tape, too, and he explained some things on the tape. But 5 acres, they plan in the future. They don't plan to touch this or build on it for at least 5 to 7 years. And I think it's desert. I'm hysterical, though, just because it's 3/4 of this area. They have 15,000 acres? I don't know. Anyhow, they have a lot of land there. And they don't plan to start to develop this until 5 years from now. And the name of the company is Talavera? Oh, dear, what is that called? Wait a minute. Talavera, right, okay. Here's the thing, Talavera Corporations. And I really could take the time and write to the Chamber of Commerce and all this stuff and write to realtors maybe and that kind of thing. But I don't think I will because it sounds pretty sound, you know, and this is Paul's friend and all that stuff. I think it's legit, although I think it could go bad. But there's this, the price it goes up the 28th of January, but since he wrote to me before then, he said he'd give it to me. It's $900 an acre, see, and it's up to $1,000 already. Beginning of February. So I think I'll just send him a check. Instead of for $450, I'll send him a check for $900. And he didn't give me enough information. Like, I would rather pay once or twice a year than every month writing out checks. I'm going to ask him about that. And anyhow, I'm excited, aren't you? Dutch, as I tell you, it's 3/4 of it is surrounded by Indian reservations. I don't believe that. Anyhow, it's very close in to Albuquerque. I mean, you know, 20, 25 miles. And there's a company, General Electric, somebody, is building a $6 million plant outside of Albuquerque. And it's about 50 miles south of Santa Fe. And I'm sure it's desert. And then you have... But, what I started telling you before was, on 5 acres, Dutchess, they are estimating about 20 homes that can be built on 5 acres. Because I would be happy with 1 acre, but you have to buy it by tracks, and you have to buy one track, which is 5 acres, I think. So, the other thing I'm not sure about is, like, taxes, is I think it's about $150 a year, and I think the company pays the first year. And what I really need is a lawyer. But I'm not going to bother checking, really. And I don't feel too stupid about it because I don't think it can go that bad. You can sell, you know, if you don't feel happy about it. But I'd just like to buy it and hold it for 5 years, and who knows? Might even move to Albuquerque someday. I think you build me a teepee on my property. But I don't think you can go too wrong with it. From the newspaper clippings, and of course everything he sent me is positive about it because he wants to sell, you know. And this man was in special services. He still is. I forgot where he works now. But he does this. He's going to leave his job. He works in one of them army posts back in the States. He was over here in Vietnam, too. He was the entertainment director here in Saigon. So anyhow, I'm very excited about it. And I don't care, and I'm not going to check with anybody whether it's sound or anything. I'm just going to send the money in because I feel like gambling, and I have nothing to lose, right? And then after that, I quit investing. I really mean it, you know, because I almost forgot I have that Sun Life. And that bill probably will be coming soon, Duchess. I think it's due around January. And that's $300-something. But I have about, I just sent Mother $100 today. And I have about $1,500 in my checking account. And I'll send $900 for this property. And $300 or $400, whatever it is, for that Sun Life. And that'll make me broke again. But I have money coming yet, you know. In my last paycheck, I haven't even marked that in yet because I don't get the statement until a couple weeks later. So I don't need an awful lot of money in my checking account, right? The only money I'll need is maybe in March. I'd like to take a week and go to Taiwan. I thought that would be nice to go Taipei, Taiwan. The city is Taipei and the country is Taiwan, and it's National China Formosa. Anyhow, this tape is coming to an end. I didn't even get to tell you everything. But that's the big news about this land and property. And I'm just going to send a check tonight and sign this thing, this agreement, you know, because where's the 7%? And Dan Sutton said 7% is pretty good because a lot of places are 8.5% and 9%. And if you pay that over a 10-year period, you're paying about $1,080 or something above and beyond what, you know, the $4,500. Which isn't bad, he said. It's not bad at all. And if I can pay, you can pay more, you know, pay it up earlier, and that'll make the percentage lower or something. Duchess, take care of yourself, and don't shovel too much snow. It's not good to do that. So just rest. Let the snow...